You know, the great thing about the Woody and Jim Show podcast, you can take it with you and you can listen to it anytime. You are not limited by the physics of time and space and the time-space continuum.
All I would say about that is, whoa. Tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did, and we have to guess, were you a little kid when you did it or a drunk adult? Sometimes it's hard to tell.
Yeah, you can leave a voice message on the 93.3 Totally Hits app, or you can text us. There's so many ways to do it.
Yeah.
And we had a few text suggestions for the game.
Yes. Yeah, so we had Melissa text in. She said, I convinced my cousin that rabbit poop was chocolate, and he ate some. She also added, I know that's awful.
So she has some
remorse.
Sounds
awful now, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, but at the time, it was gold.
Okay, so we got to figure out whether she told him this while she was drunk or she was a little kid.
Right.
Wow, it sounds like something an adult. No, mean. No, it sounds like a mean kid.
Yeah.
Would tell that to another kid.
Yeah, especially
a
kid that's younger than you, and you could convince them of something.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess little kid.
Okay.
I'm going kid as well.
Okay. She said, I was a child, and to defend myself, my sister told me too, and I didn't mention we had a big outside cage, and we also locked him in there.
Oh, so it wasn't just getting him to eat the rabbit poop. He had to
go live with the rabbit.
Oh,
you get it fresh from the factory, right?
Yeah.
Rabbit jail. Wow. Wow.
Okay. She texted this one in also.
Okay.
My cousins used those high-powered water guns to spray in Coke machines to make all the Coke and change come out.
Oh, you mean like a power washer
or
something?
Yeah, I think so.
It's just like super powerful.
Yeah, powerful water gun.
Okay. Wow. And we don't really know yet in this scenario whether it worked. I'm going to say that's a... Boy, this feels like a dumb kid.
Mm.
I'm going to say kid.
I'm going to go drunk adult. Because I think if it's a power washer, I think more adults have access to a power washer.
Well, that's very true. She just said gun, though, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She did say high-powered water guns.
Okay.
But also, like, would kids have high-powered water guns?
I don't know.
Okay. So, all right, I'm still staying with kid.
Kid, okay. Woody?
I got drunk adult.
Drunk adult, okay. They were children, probably gave it away because you don't see too many Coke machines anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
You see
we have a vending machine.
Yeah, but you have to use a debit card. Yes. No, you can't use it,
right?
We don't take money anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got one more that had sent in on our app at the Totally Hits 93.3 app. We have Marissa. Okay,
Marissa.
Tell us.
My friends were over and we were all hungry and they said they wanted pizza. So I ordered a pizza on the app, but when it arrived, I cried because I forgot I don't like pizza.
All right.
I'm going to say drunk adult.
That you forgot you don't like pizza.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, there's friends over, so yeah, maybe they're having a good time.
Yeah.
And I question her thoughts because nobody doesn't like pizza.
It's a rare person.
Mm.
So this is a unicorn of a person. Drunk adult?
I agree. I think drunk adult. Gina?
Yeah, drunk adult.
Okay. We're unanimous.
I was a kid.
What?
We were downstairs. My mom was upstairs. And when the pizza came... I panicked, and then my mom got so mad because she realized I didn't ask if I could buy it.
It's cold. Isn't it supposed to be spring? Ah, we all need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
A woman near Philly went into labor 10 days early, which happened to be on April Fool's Day.
Surprise!
Mm-hmm. And had to give birth at home, which I think is every mom's, like, one of their worst nightmares.
Yeah. Right.
She lives 2 minutes from a hospital, so her husband, of course, wanted to go. But she told him there wasn't any time, and turns out she was right.
I was due April 11th. April 1st, he decided to make his grand entrance. My concern was me trying to actually walk down the steps, and then he slid out.
So at that point, I was like, I'm going to shut up, and then I'm going to just assist. And then next thing I know, the baby slid right like a water park.
Ladies loving hearing it referred to that way. So wow. And the baby's first words were, "Wee!" He's got a towel. There you go. Woody and Jim Mood Boost. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM. Totally hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show from our Eurostone studios. See if this sounds familiar. You see a Cybertruck drive by out in the wild somewhere, and you say to yourself, stupid.
Once a week, when I go to the Ford Ice Center Antioch, they have chargers kind of near the front door. So you kind of pass by those cars that are charging up. Mm-hmm. And every week it seems like the same time there's somebody that's got a Cybertruck that they've wrapped in camo.
Okay. Ah.
And that's clever. That way you don't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? And so everybody walking in or out, you can just stand there and listen to the... as people walk by the car, because you know, whether you like Elon Musk or you don't like him, you can say, hey, Tesla's in general pretty cool cars,
right?
I you know, would love one, right? Yeah. It'd be pretty, except when you see the Cybertruck,
right?
Looks like a 6-year-old made it for a Pinewood Derby made out of metal and
didn't work on it very hard.
And they didn't work on it very hard. Maybe Homer Simpson designed it too.
Yes. And parts are falling off of them.
Yeah. And they just had like their umpteenth recall. So they're not even that good, even if you like the way they look. Things are so bad at Tesla dealers. This is now the reality. If you bought a Cybertruck and you go back to the Tesla dealer.
Tesla, yes.
And you say, you know what? I think I just like maybe a Model X or a Model Y.
Something
one of
that's
the other
not
ones.
So obvious.
Maybe not the Cybertruck. I just, it's not working for me. They will no longer take their own vehicle as traded.
Oh. Whoa.
They were like, we don't want
We don't want it back.
Oh, no.
So what is a fact.
What can they do with them? Now they just put them on Craigslist?
I mean, or like that corner lot
somewhere,
where like the guy's willing to take a chance. There's 2,400 of them sitting around with nobody wanting to buy them.
Wow.
So it's like $200 million worth of Cybertrucks are sitting there.
Jeez.
And calling it a truck is kind of a stretch anyway, because you don't see people hauling mulch in them.
No.
Truth.
Or pulling anything. Yeah. Like they're not.
Right.
Now, Jim, you found a fun list of all the nicknames people are giving Cybertrucks.
Yeah.
And these are pretty funny.
Yeah. This is like, these were voted on, and these are the top five. So let's go around the room so we're all naming our favorite nickname. Go ahead.
Okay. The DeLorean. The other car, the DeLorean, but even worse.
The Incel Camino is one of them.
Oh, it's funny. This is my favorite, the Cluster Truck.
See, that is good.
That one is really good.
Yeah.
Because I reference cluster, you know.
Yeah, it comes up sometimes.
A lot, yeah.
Right.
So.
And then there's a Fire Truck, which is spelled like the, you know, the Fire Festival.
Right. It is the Fire Festival of trucks.
It is.
That is so true.
And then there's the Swastika car.
The Swastika.
Yes.
How many things you want to know this morning?
Well, if your flight was delayed a little bit from leaving the Nashville International Airport yesterday, it may have been because a coyote was holding up flights. Coyote was on the runway at BNA, and they had to kind of like stop everything for a while.
Yeah.
And News Channel 5's helicopter, Sky 5, actually came in for the assist and helped out BNA by chasing the coyote away from the runways.
I was wondering what, because I tuned in on Channel 5 and saw just a coyote running. I'm going like, what is this all about?
Yeah. Apparently there's been problems lately
because
coyotes have been digging under the fences that surround the airport trying to hunt rabbits.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So they're getting through the fences and then they're running around. And of course, that's a danger. So They used a helicopter to chase it away. So
wow.
Everybody's good. Planes got back in the air. Coyotes went away.
Chasing roadrunners.
Nothing to see here. Move on.
People Magazine. Every year they do their most sexiest man alive issue. John Krasinski was last year. A woman named Rachel, who's a staffer at People Magazine, is lobbying hard for Jack Black to be the sexiest man alive this year.
Okay.
They don't make the decision till November, so yeah, let's get this rolling.
To each his own, you know?
He's much beloved.
He's funny.
Yeah, with his chicken jockey.
Yeah, he's funny. Well, Geodis Park is preparing for the FIFA Inaugural Club World Cup. Say that 10 times fast.
Can't be done.
Yeah. They're going to be welcoming it this summer. Nashville is one of 11 cities that was chosen to host.
Nice.
So it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
They have the schedule is out. So there's going to be three games, one on June 20th, 24th, and then 26th.
Very cool.
And then what's really cool is FIFA announced yesterday that it's going to make $1 million donation to Nashville for youth soccer programs.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I like Geodis Park. It's got a nice vibe.
It does.
It's a very cool place. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim Show on 93.3 FM. What time is it? It's time to play Gender Wars. Representing the ladies in the audience, we have Dina in Hermitage. Hello, Dina. Or is it
Hello.
Deanna?
It's Deanna, but that's okay.
That's okay.
It happens all the time.
Okay. Hi, Deanna.
And for the guys, we have CJ. He's in Murfreesboro. Hey CJ.
Yes. Hey, how are you guys?
Good. All right. We have a Get Acquainted question for you to warm up with.
Sure. Deanna, what was your dream job as a kid?
I wanted to be a songwriter.
Oh, cool.
That's never happened in Nashville. That's really interesting. what about you, CJ? Dream job as a kid?
I've always wanted to be a police officer.
Oh, really?
Ooh, that's cool.
That's noble.
Aww.
That's what my brother dreamed of. And he did it. He did it.
Woohoo.
All right. So you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Don't know the answer, but you don't think your opponent does either. You can yell screw. We'll give your question to them.
All right. Here we go. We start with a multiple choice question for you, Deanna. Does Post Malone endorse Coors Light, Miller Lite, or Bud Light?
I'm going to go with Miller Lite.
Oh.
No.
Miller Lite, no.
No.
Sorry.
He's a Bud Light guy.
Yep.
Okay.
He's a Bud Lighter.
Sorry, he's a Bud Lighter. As opposed to a Butt Lighter. That would be worse.
He could be. You never know.
Yeah. Hand me that Butt Light.
Okay, CJ, does it take 2, 3, or 4 teaspoons to equal 1 tablespoon?
I'll say 3.
Yeah,
three
you're right. Good guess. Right.
Good guess. Nice. You're up 1-0, CJ.
Okay, Deanna, see if you can bounce back with this one. You have a face cord in the back of your truck. What is a face cord?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to screw.
Okay.
All right,
CJ, she hopes you don't know this. You have a face cord in the back of your truck. What is a face cord?
I think it's a standard measurement.
Standard of measurement?
To describe the amount of wood you'll receive.
Yeah, it's like firewood.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That is it.
Okay, wow.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I did not know what that was. Deanna, the screw worked against you. It gives a point to CJ.
Alrighty.
And there's no way
she can
catch up.
Yeah, CJ has.
There's no way for me to come back.
I know. It's such a risky move using the screw.
Why don't we have you play? Why don't we have you play next time? We barely got to know you, so we're going to let you play again.
Sometimes the world owes you a do-over.
Exactly.
And we're going to give that to you.
But CJ, you are the winner.
CJ, we're going to send you to the Preds game, and you also get a certificate of bragification so you can tell everybody that you were victorious today on Gender Wars with Woody and Jim.
Yesterday, a lot of people were, showing concern, as we were, Gina, that you came in and said you had a lump on the back of your head.
Yeah.
And we said, you should go to the doctor and have that checked out.
Yes. Yeah. So I did.
It hurt when you touched it or pushed on it.
Yeah, it's swollen. I thought the swelling went down throughout the day yesterday, but it's back again today. And then there's like a small kind of blueberry-sized knot almost, like right under the bump.
So there's kind of two things there.
Yeah, two things kind of going on. So I went to urgent care, which is not urgent. They really shouldn't call it urgent care because every experience I've ever had at urgent care, it took over an hour.
Yeah.
And I left with nothing. I mean,
really?
Like, yeah.
So they look at it and...
Yeah, they didn't like my intake and everything. And then the doctor came in 45 minutes later. And she was like, so you're not on any new medication, no new shampoos. I was like, no, nothing has changed. This is so random. Yeah. I worked out Monday morning. I did legs, so there wasn't any like anything for my upper body.
Right.
Felt fine. Woke up with this lump. And so she felt around and she was like, yeah, there's no discoloration on my scalp or anything, which I didn't even think to check.
Right. It's like an insect bite or something.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Something that you had a reaction to.
Totally. Totally. Huh. Or like my husband keeps saying, oh, ingrown hair. An ingrown hair wouldn't cause like all of this. So no. But yeah. So she was like, yeah, I don't know what it is. And I was like,
so.
Okay.
What they do?
So, where do you go from there?
Yeah, yeah. They drew some labs. So we're going to see what those lab results are. Apparently it's near lymph nodes because you have lymph nodes in the back of your head and in front, I guess.
Yeah, and those can get swollen.
Yes, yeah, if you're fighting an infection or something or something else going on. So that might be it.
So maybe blood work will have an answer.
Yep. Yeah, so she's thinking like if I have low white blood cells, maybe I have an infection or I don't know. So I don't know. I don't know.
That's got to be so frustrating for you.
That's what I told my husband. I was like, I'm not too worried yet. Like I'm not anxious.
It came out of nowhere.
And then I have to wait. It's not as though they gave me anything to go off of. Like
even it could be, I mean, she just had a wild guess, right?
She had nothing. I was like, so you have no idea what's going on? She's like, no. That's super comforting. And then my sister, I'd called her before, and the appointment or whatever, and she was like, yeah, you know, it could be like a hernia.
A hernia?
Yeah, in the back of my head, I was like, I don't.
Have you been lifting heavy objects with your neck?
With your head?
No.
Okay.
So is your sister a nurse?
No, she's a fifth grade teacher.
Oh, okay. Well, she's fully qualified. Okay, a Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. Happy International MR Day.
That was perfect.
That actually could be an example of what you're trying to say, which is ASMR days.
Yeah, it is.
The use of sound to relax people.
Yeah, like this.
Hello, my name is Maria. And I'm here to tell you about ASMR, Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response.
Oh, that does the opposite of relax me.
It doesn't relax you.
Oh, gosh,
It makes you think there's a stranger in my room.
Oh,
I want to be alone in the dark, not with somebody else.
Yeah.
That was like one of the first things that got like huge as ASMR was people talking quietly.
Yeah,
and
whispering.
I was like, no, this creeps me out. This doesn't make me want to go to sleep.
No.
Not at all.
This makes me want to check under the bed.
Yeah.
There's something under the bed.
Is there any kind of ASMR that you guys do enjoy?
Yeah, I like, there's this guy on TikTok who cuts food really fast and he like makes meals. And his like transitions are quick. So I like those or like cleaning ones or anything where transitions are really quick.
Have you ever, have you ever seen the ones where the guy takes apart an old car and power washes all the parts and then puts it all back together?
No, but that sounds glorious.
That does sound good,
Go see those.
Ooh, you I like that.
Set aside like 3 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
You'll watch about 50 of them.
He takes their time. You know, the ones that, you know, like sometimes it's fingernails against something like.
Yeah.
Little clickities.
You know, especially ladies' fingernails with the, you know, Lee press-on nails.
Or
take your foam microphone cover off. I think we can hear better what you're doing.
Yeah.
Isn't that relaxing?
There you go.
There's somebody at the door. I hope it's Amazon.
Tracks.
That's Babadook.
The Babadook at the door.
I don't know why that popped into my head. It's just a weird day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one that my son, who is, he's about 30 years old, and he's of the generation that loves like super random stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he put this on when he came over to visit the other day. And it's labeled ASMR, but it's somebody doing something. And I'm going to play it for you, just the sound.
Okay, well, see, try to guess what it is.
If you can tell what the guy, what this person is doing.
Okay.
Okay, here's clip number one. Any idea?
He's making beats.
Mm. I mean, it does sound like a percussionist,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You could be hammering a nail.
Yeah, or popping the bubbles.
Could be bubble wrap.
Right? Yeah.
Could be bubble wrap.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you like exactly just yet.
Okay.
I'm just going to play for you another piece of sound. This is from the same video, but where the guy is doing something different. Okay? Okay, here we go.
That sounds like he's making a fire, creating like friction for a fire.
Yeah, or he's sanding a piece of furniture to be refinished or something.
Yeah.
Here's what those are.
Okay.
A Turkish barber giving a guy a shave.
What was the popping sound?
So the first sound, he was doing this thing to his back after he had shaved his back, and he was like hitting this like massage thing against his skin.
Oh.
It sounds like this.
Yeah, like hammering something into the guy's back. That's weird.
Kind of, yeah.
Could have gave me 1,000 years. I would have never guessed
that. No, me either.
Right? And then this last sound where you heard this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you heard this. That was him taking a bar of soap and shaving it with a cheese grater onto the guy's head. And then giving him a shampoo.
And massaging his head.
With the shards of soap.
And when you see it, it's actually very relaxing.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but somebody else giving my hair a shampoo.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
It's glorious.
That's a treat.
The girl who's done my hair the past couple years, I told her I want to bring my husband in so she can demonstrate how to massage my head.
And get him to do it that way?
Yes, because
that's brilliant.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it.
No.
I mean, I'm usually pretty frugal when it comes to getting a haircut. So if I go to Sports Clips, they do that. They take your head back, put it in the big sink and massage your hair. Yeah, that's nice.
That is nice. I'm surprised they do that.
Well, you got to pay extra.
Right?
Okay.
So there's. Tell us about your favorite ASMR, our podcast listeners. So you can hit us up on socials. Everybody give your social handles so people can message us and tell us what things they like to watch or just listen to that really kind of brings them comfort or satisfaction.
Yeah.
How can people reach you?
On Instagram, I'm Radio Woody, and it's Woody Wood on Facebook.
Okay.
Woody
Gina?
Wood. mine is all Gina Marie McGee. But it's spelt J-E-A-N-N-A.
Right.
So I think people are getting that confused, which is fair.
People get that wrong a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's Jim Chandler Now on pretty much every platform.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah. Tell us what you love to hear ASMR-wise on this International Day of Celebration.
We should say International Day of Celebration. Stop it. Stop.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, here's the plan, I think. All right. How do you make the price of eggs seem not as bad? You raise the price on everything.
Oh.
Everything. And if everything's crazy expensive, you're going, the eggs aren't that bad.
You're not complaining about eggs.
$10, $12 a dozen isn't that bad now compared to everything else.
You're complaining about everything instead.
Yeah.
Including the Mega Millions jackpot if you play the lottery.
Right, that's right. It just went up.
Yeah.
Did you buy a ticket?
Actually, I bought three of them, so it cost me $15.
Sheesh.
But I knew it was happening, so I'm at Kroger, right there, the little service desk, you can buy your lottery tickets.
Yeah.
And there was a guy in front of me who was buying it, and apparently didn't hear about the price increase.
Oh.
And he goes, and he buys a full thing of a bunch for $20, $25, and he's going, what? I'm sorry. It's like she felt like she'd apologize. Like it was her fault that it was now $5 instead of $2.
Right.
And so, he kind of got red-faced and went ahead and bought him anyway. And I was next. And she goes, it's three. It's $15 now. I know. I keep up with the news.
Yeah.
I'm willing to invest $15 in my future.
Yes.
$2 to $5 a ticket.
Yeah. But I didn't win. That's why I'm here today.
What is the thing? If I won the lottery, I wouldn't tell anybody, but there would be signs, and like none of us would be at work.
Yeah, yeah. Or all of a sudden your backyard is full of like 27 dogs that you adopted.
Yeah, or nobody would know, except I wouldn't take any crap from my boss anymore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would for sure have a new car. If I roll up to work in a new car,
we'll know something.
We came into some money.
Congratulations. Okay. Either somebody died or you won the lottery.
Yes.
We can't wait to borrow money from you. Yay! Three things you want to know. The early days of Game of Thrones, Jon Snow had a pet dire wolf. You know, it was CGI, but, you know, it was a scary wolf from back in the Ice Age.
Yeah.
Right.
And scientists, a biotech company in Texas says, guess what? We're bringing back the dire wolf. And
really?
they have some pups. And actually, George R.R. Martin, who wrote Game of Thrones, was holding one of them for a little photo opportunity.
I don't like this. They're cute now.
Yeah, but then they're going to become vicious killers and kill us all.
Right. And you're introducing a new animal to the whole ecosystem.
Right.
What if it like eats all the things we love, like other animals?
Or people.
Or people.
Well, some people will be all right. Let's breed a bunch of them and turn them loose in Washington, D.C. Okay. That's my plan. All right, bring on the wolves.
Not Washington, but downtown Nashville. Could be cheaper to park. They're changing the street parking rules that went into effect about 2 years ago, where you have to scan the QR code pretty much for all the places.
Oh, yeah,
right.
They're changing the parking to make it cheaper and easier for people to go downtown to see stuff and for people that got to work downtown. Mm. The city's lowering the base parking rates and allowing people to park up to 10 hours at the base rate instead of just 2 or 3 hours.
Wow.
That's nice.
Which is really good, because if you've gone downtown for like maybe a Predators game, which is 2.5 hours, plus you got to get there before and get out after, you just missed that 3 hour window, and then you got to pay for like the 10 hour window, which is probably like 10 times more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they say there's going to be some economy parking zones that could cost as little as $1 an hour.
Wow. Should provide that for local folks. Let's go ahead and stick it to the tourists. But we shouldn't have to pay that much.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Gina?
Well, if you are going to be flying Delta Airlines anytime soon, they're now requiring domestic travelers to arrive at least 45 minutes before departure if you're going to check your bag.
Mm,
which, for people who plan, that shouldn't be an issue. But
people say show up early anyway.
Yeah. But for people who like to live their life on the edge, you got to be there at least 45 minutes before. And then they're also offering a new nonstop flight from B&A to Cancun starting December.
Woohoo!
Nice.
Yeah, so you can take a little holiday vacay.
Without like a changeover in some other city.
Yeah.
Wow. It's Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 FM from our Eurostone Studios. Thanks to everybody who left us voice messages on our app. And that lets us play our fun game. If you'd like to record something and get it to us, you tell us something stupid or embarrassing you did. We have to guess. Were you a little kid when you did it or a drunk adult?
Yeah. So these are tough quite often.
Yeah.
Because it could be either.
Okay. First up, we got Mark.
I challenged a squirrel to a race, and then I got mad when it didn't follow the rules.
That is so hard.
Challenged a squirrel to a race.
Oh, my gosh.
And probably, the squirrel didn't even know it was probably being challenged.
No.
Right. Oh, gosh. It sounds so much like drunk bravado to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm faster than that squirrel. But it could be a kid, too. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. We must decide. Let's go around the room. Mm. Gina, what do you think?
I'm going to say kid, I think. Kid.
Woody?
I'm going to say drunk adult. Like he was out there with his frat brothers.
Yeah. I'm going with my gut instinct. My early answer was drunk, so I'll go with that.
Okay.
What was it?
I was a kid. I don't know. I was like 6 and still lost. I cried.
Oh, he cried.
Aww.
Oh, that's sad.
I love how he's just getting mad at the squirrel.
Yeah,
you're not doing
so
it right.
Funny.
You're not playing the game right. Okay. Next up, we have one more here. We got Alicia.
I saw A Christmas Story so many times, And I licked a frozen pole just to see if my tongue would actually stick like it did in the movie. And it did.
Oh!
Ouch.
Oh, that hurts just thinking about it.
Oh, man.
Was she triple dog dared?
Well, I'm just going to be consistent, and I'm just going to say drunk.
I'm going to say, see, it gets me into trouble because most of the time I'm like, obviously an adult would know not to, but like, you know, alcohol.
Poor judgment.
It makes you stupid.
I'm going to say kid still.
Okay.
I'm going drunk adult. Which was it?
I was drunk. I was in South Nashville, and I wanted to prove to my friends that movies exaggerate. They don't. All movies are true.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
I got to mow my head, as in a haircut, and then my lawn.
Okay.
Nice.
And then I think I'm going to go to a an early screening tonight for a movie called Warfare.
Oh, I'm so excited to hear about
so
it.
So intense.
Oh, it looks so good.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, let's know about that.
What do you got going, Woody?
I have to run to the store and pick up a few things, and then I got to go home and wait. We got a guy coming over to look at our fence today.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Need a new fence, so he's going to come look at it. And I'm just going to stand behind him with a checkbook or something, I think.
Right. So, yeah, just grumble.
Yeah, we'll see how that works. Gina, what you doing?
I think I'm going to go home and take a nap because that sounds so fun. Go to the gym and then have a couple meetings. So a pretty boring day for me.
Well, we hope you get good news back on your head.
She said like 3 to 7 days to get my labs back.
You got to wait that long?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh my
really?
God!
Yeah.
What are they snail mailing that?
I know.
We're complaining to you, and you're the one with the health issue.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Is the test being done by people who work at the DMV?
I don't know. Again, you guys.
How slow can they get?
It was urgent care, but yes. It's not urgent.
It's not.
So
a week is not urgency.
Wow. Fortunately.
Well, like care.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're praying and sending positive vibes
thank
your way.
You,
yes,
thank
absolutely.
You.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning with stuff.